You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Of course, it's the first day of the Galway Festival 2017. 7 days of fantastic racing over there at Ballybrit. And hopefully we can have a really successful week and find you one or two winners along the way. The forecast for the week is fairly unsettled. We start proceedings off on the flat course, on the soft ground, and on the hurdle and chase course yielding. But there are showers, of course, very much in the area predicted for the rest of the day, indeed the week, on the west coast there of Ireland. So do keep in touch with any further changes. Hopefully today we can have a reasonable start to the meeting. I've got my best bet coming up in the big race of the day, the 7-4. We've got lots of other competitive handicaps and maidens alike to kick off the card. First of all, we'll deal with the opening race, which of course is a novices hurdle, and a good one as well at that. And it brings together two very useful horses in the shape of La Richburg and Nessun Dormer from Powerful Stables. Both of these two horses look very promising, and of course they've won their last two races over hurdles respectively. Out of the two, I prefer Joseph O'Brien's Charles La Richburg, based on his slick jumping technique, his speed figures, and he comes from a yard in very good form as well. As we all know, Joseph O'Brien has been carrying ill before him over there in Ireland in recent times. Really impressed with him first time up down in Killarney, and then he duplicated that performance next time with an even more efficient performance when he beat Timmy Rolley with a good bit to spare when we last saw him at the Killarney Festival a couple of weeks ago. I do think he's the type that actually could do quite well during the winter period in graded races. So this is very much a stepping stone towards those targets in the middle of the winter. Nessun Dormer, well, we certainly shouldn't underestimate him, particularly coming from a yard who had a fantastic time of it here at Ballybrit last year. And he beat one of Joseph's last time at Treasure Chest down in Garran the last day in pretty decisive fashion. He also is a very smart horse in the making. So not a bad race between these two. Certainly wouldn't underestimate To Be Lucky either. He's quite useful winning his two starts. But I'm not sure whether he's going to be able to cope with La Richburg, who looks a very promising prospect in there in the 5.20.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is the 5.55, and we could potentially have a very well handicapped horse on our hands here in the shape of Successor, once again from the Joseph O'Brien stable. This horse has clearly been targeted at one of these festivals in the autumn, because he hasn't had a run since we last saw him in February, when he was a knock-knocked about six behind the very useful William Mullins trained Dandy Mag in what turned out to be a fair main hurdle at Gowran Park. But looking at the horses that were in that race, the likes of Lacaris and Thaden Park, they've gone on to run well in the mid-120s on their respective starts subsequently in handicaps. So therefore, off a mark of just 109, one would imagine that this horse has got every chance of improving quite significantly now going into this new discipline for the first time. And of course, with Barry Geraghty booked as well, this horse is obviously going to come very much under the microscope here in this 5.55. Definitely he's one to keep an eye on. But I quite like the very solid-looking Canny Tom, particularly from an each-way perspective. Now, I'm not saying this horse all of a sudden is going to go miraculously finally win a race, because he's been frustrating, to say the very least. He's 0-23, but there's a very, very good chance, of course, given his form figures, that he'll hit the frame here once again. He often travels very well in his races. You know, he's sauntered up to the leaders many, many times and looked like he's going to win before not quite finding as much as anticipated off the bridle. But at the same time, if you're backing a horse for a place perspective, and, you know, we can get probably about 5-2, 9-4 for him to be placed here, then there's every chance that, of course, he'll do that with the four places on offer. And because of his cruising speed and the fact that he acts on any ground, and, of course, he's gone well at Sligo two starts ago when he chased down Boho Boy, there's every chance that he'll adapt that kind of performance here to a very similar track in the shape of Galway. So despite the win part of the bet not looking particularly strong, the place part of the bet is the real key to Canny Tom and obviously to making a few quid in this second race. So Canny Tom, each way stroke, place only, big place only bet there in the second race is advised.
Race number three.
On to race three then, which comes up at 6:25, and this is a 7 furlong maiden for the 2-year-olds. And the first thing to say about this race is we haven't got a Brian, or even more importantly, a Dermot well-trained individual. Dermot, of course, has had a fantastic record in this race. I think he's won it 14 or 15 times, but with no representation from either of those two stables, it's left wide open for maybe Joseph O'Brien or maybe Jim Bolger to take full advantage. Medal of Honour has got the most experience coming into this race, and of course this horse finished second last time out to the very much highly regarded the Pentagon, who is creating a very much a splash over there in Ireland at the moment, having won his last two starts. And albeit this horse got beat 8 lengths by Aidan O'Brien's charge at the Curragh, he still ran with a great deal of credit. However, he has got a little bit of a tricky draw to overcome in stall number 7, so therefore I'm just going to pass him over at the prices in favour of Impactful from the Jim Bolger stable. Now Jim often runs a decent 2-year-old in this race as well, and his colt by Ifaraj as well fancied on his debut at Leopardstown, but unfortunately he just didn't have the tactical speed to cope with Battle of Jericho, who was well ridden from stall 1 in the hands of Shami Heffernan. But I do like this way this horse kept on quite willingly in the latter stages without being unduly punished, and he looked for all the world as though a step up in trip will definitely suit him, and being by Ifaraj as well, he should be fine on tonight's underfoot conditions of softish ground. So Impactful, around about 9-4 this morning, is the vote there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, which comes up at 7:05, and this is a 7 furlong handicap for the 3-year-olds, and this is probably the toughest race to decipher on the whole card. So many of these come here with some kind of a chance, and we've got several unexposed types as well, including Rich History from the Dermot Weld stable in the first time vise, and that could easily turn the fortunes around from that chestnut colt. The automatic choice would have been Empress Lila, but unfortunately she's gone and drawn number 14 stall in the ballot, which renders her chance pretty useless, one would imagine. The key four line to this event possibly could come from a race that was run at Leopardstown in the middle of July, when Nothing to Lose and Thunderspeed respectively finished third and fourth behind Huinana from the Dermot Weld stable. Nothing to Lose ran right up to his very best form that day, and he's gone on to supplement that performance with a good run down in Foss last year, the day when he was victorious to the tune of three quarters of a length. He's certainly a consistent type this season, so there's every chance he'll run well again, but you'd have to be respectful also of the chances of Fozzie Stacks Thunderspeed, who ran an eye-catching race in that aforementioned contest. He's keeping on quite well in the latter stages to be a knock-knocking about and never near at fourth at the line. Certainly looks as though that night the run would definitely do him good. And the way the race developed as well, it was a bit of a tactical sprint down the home straight. Wouldn't have necessarily suited this particular individual, who was, of course, having his seasonal reappearance. He's by Dylan Thomas as well, so this stiffer tracker tonight should bring about a deal of improvement. And with Chris Hayes riding right on top of his game at the moment, drawn in stall 2, Thunderspeed looks a fair each-way investment there in race number 4.
Race 5.
Right, on to the big race of the night then for the amateur riders. This is the Connaught Handicap. Always a keenly contested and very much sought-after prize for local connections here. And one would imagine that Swamp Fox, having won this race 12 months ago, would have been laid out for this particular race by the Joe Murphy camp. Coming here off the back of a good win as well at Killarney last time out, certainly this horse couldn't arrive here in much better form when he stayed on very well that day to win a very competitive handicap, hurdling it once again in a very fast time. Previously to that, he'd beat Polar Present By a narrow margin down in Ballinrobe, thus proving that he stays 2.5 miles and confirming his well-being. And of course that horse, Polar Present, has gone on to supplement or subsequently boost the form. He does like it here at Ballybrit. He also finished second on his other previous visit. And this 5-year-old who, with a nice turn of foot, who's ridden by Barry Brown, has got a good chance of winning this race yet again from a decent stall. The other one to mention at a big price is Ben Key, albeit his form figures of late aren't exactly anything to write home about. He did run quite well down in down Royal on Sunday, Saturday, behind the Tartan Spartan and Enlisted race, keeping on quite well in the latter stages of that particular contest. And it was a very strongly run one as well. So he's obviously much better than his form figures suggest of late. But he's got an amazing record here at Ballybrit. On the four occasions he's shipped up here, he's managed to win once. And he's finished not outside the first three on the other three runs. So, yeah, clearly this track ignites this seven-year-old gelding by Galileo. And he's got a decent pilot on and a good draw as well. He likes to race prominently. So Benke, around about 20-1 this morning, also makes some each-way appeal in what is always a very popular event with the locals.
Race number six.
On to the 8-10 then, and this race once again looks very, very competitive on paper. But I do like the chances of Pat Fahey's Pearl of the West, this filly by Teofilio. Finally got the monkey off her back with a victory down in Garvan Park last time out. And she did it in a very good time figure, keeping on very strongly in the latter stages, once headed by the very highly regarded Freema from the Dermot Weld stable. And that form alone would definitely give her some kind of chance here. She's got a little bit of form on soft ground in the past as well, so she ticks that box. And she looks just an ultimate very strong stayer to my eyes anyway. So odds are around about 10-1 this morning. I'll make Pearl of the West one of my best each-way bets on the card there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race on the card, which comes up at 8:40, and this is a two-mile bumper in which several horses here are quite strongly fancied. Not more so than Chess Grandmaster from the banging form Joseph O'Brien Sam. Now, Joseph has been doing really well in one or two bumpers throughout the summer jumping period. And this gelding by Galileo, Chess Grandmaster, ran really well on his debut down in Killarney the other day, behind, incidentally, one of his stable companions, Santiago de Cuba, who was very impressive that evening in the first time tongue tie when ridden by Derek O'Connor. But quite like the way this horse, who was wearing the blinkers for the first time, kept on quite well in the latter stages, having been very badly hampered by an incident through one of the hurdle wings at turning into the home straight, and he almost got knocked over. So he did really well in the end of the cold light of day to stay in as well as he did to finish as close to the winner as it turned out. Back in third was Special Ted, who went into that race very strongly fancied from the Willie Mullin stable. Ran about 3-1 this morning. Do think Chess Grandmaster, given the way he finished off his race the other day, looks a reasonable bet to go one place better than he did several weeks ago. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. And as I said at the top of the programme, we're going to be covering every single day here on William Hill Radio all the action from Ballybrit. So on day two of the Galway Festival, I'll be here tomorrow morning to preview what should be a mouth-watering seven-race mixed card starting at 5:20. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.